Valeu. Apanhei.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Kingpin, aka Mr. Carry On, and I'm here with Mr. Peter.
Hey guys.
And we're here to give you guys a recap of what happened at DC Fandom. I got most of the important stuff, which is the movie stuff, because I honestly don't like the TV shows. But what's your opinion on like the TV shows?
Personally, I'm not too much into the TV shows, mostly because they changed a lot of stuff when it's a long series. But the movie itself, to me, are more important because it sets the whole thing, you know.
But speaking of, while I was like listening to the Flash panel, they're saying how like they kind of, they're like intertwined, but like multiverse wise.
But I don't think they should do that though. I think they should keep the movies and the series, you know, just keep them separated. Because if, let's say, the Flash goes down in viewers or something happens and everything, then people are not really going to go and see the movie because they're relating one to the other, you know. Yeah. And with a movie, they can actually go even deeper into different villains and do like a huge, you know, like the Earth is in danger or something. You know, like in the series, it's more like local, saving the city, saving, you know, things like this.
Yeah. But let's go with the least information stuff first, since we're gonna go with Aquaman, since nothing really has been like 100%. Like they haven't really started. I'm losing my words. They haven't started production yet.
Yeah.
But what I heard from the director, which is the same director that directed the first one, and he actually directed some scary movies. I think he directed It Chapter One.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's why in the movie you saw like little hints of like freaky, scary stuff, like especially when he went under the pit in the ocean.
Yes.
And then all those monsters were just like trying to grab him.
Gotcha. And okay.
So like he's like kind of giving us hints that maybe Ocean Master is gonna be involved, like maybe he's gonna escape or something. Because remember, in the first one, he was trapped. They locked him up.
Yeah.
I actually like Ocean Master, like as a character. Villain. He's but he's probably gonna be like an anti-hero or something.
With Aquaman, there's not much that they can do, you know. So it's a little limited, you know, with villains, and you know. That should be a good idea to bring this guy back. Like he escapes.
Is there any other villains? There's a couple, I think.
Very few. Even from my youth, I remember there was only a couple.
Black Manta.
It's not much.
No, I can't think of any.
You know, but the only cartoons that I've seen about with the Aquaman, only Black Manta is the only one always like behind everything, you know. So
yeah, I can't think of any. All right, but secondly, Shazam, we finally get the title of the sequel. It's gonna be Shazam Fury of the Gods. And do you know much about Shazam? Because I'm like here and there.
all, you know, the history behind it is interesting. It's like Shazam, every letter belongs to a deity, like a god or something, mm-hmm. or like a special power, you know. Like S, you know, is what, Zeus, you know.
No, Z.
Zeus.
Z is
no, Z, yeah. Shazam is Z. Z. S is for something.
Socrates?
Socrates or something like that. I mean, like...
Hercules.
H is Hercules. E is something else. M is, you know...
Mercury.
Know, Mercury. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he has really, really a lot of powers.
Yeah.
I mean, he's I mean, the movie itself was really good, by the
way.
That movie was well made. I mean, for sure. They chose a good actor for both, for the kid and for the kid adult.
He was, like, made for... to be Shazam.
Yeah, because the Shazam acted like a little kid.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, it was like, you know, he did a good job. You know, so I actually liked it, the movie.
I honestly thought like I wasn't gonna like it because of the suit. I thought like because you saw like the padding of the suit. I thought it was
the
like
front.
Yeah, like something was gonna be up, but. But he is, like, muscular in the comic book, so I see, understand why they did it.
It's like Black Adam type of thing.
Yeah.
Kind of the same build.
And third, we saw the Wonder Woman panel. So basically, we saw a new trailer. I don't know if you saw it yet.
No, trailer. I haven't seen it.
But, not... There's nothing really like to say except we saw the first look at Cheetah, and she's like full like CGI, but looks pretty good.
Oh, okay, okay. As long as they do a good job, you know. Cheetah is, I think, her arch nemesis or something, like, you know, like she's the one that they always have trouble getting, you know, capturing her or taking her down. You know, so that would be interesting. And all the Wonder Woman movies that's, you know, that, well, the Wonder Woman movies has been great. They have done an excellent job. And the actress is perfect for that job. You know, she's great. You know, they have to keep her. They cannot change her.
And they kept the same director, so.
Yeah, they did an excellent job, you know.
But I actually have a theory. In this, the second one. So, one of the villains is a dude. I forgot his name, but what I understood from his talking is like he has like some sort of mind games, like he makes you see things that are not real. And he was talking about how that's your biggest like fault, like. Like you're being selfish, yeah, to Wonder Woman. That's why I think Chris Pine's character is not real. I think he's not real because in the first one he died.
Yeah.
In that plane crash. But there's always a way to bring him back. But I think he's not real.
At least in her imagination.
Yeah, like he got in her head. That's what I think.
Well, in that cartoon animation where Cheetah is fighting Wonder Woman, mm-hmm. to, you know, which is not, nobody's really fighting her, you know, it's all in her mind, you know, she would fight until death.
Justice League Doom.
Doom, exactly, was, you know, that's, by the way, that's a great movie to watch, excellent.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, her will to fight and to win and to keep on fighting is a weakness. You know, and Batman knew that. And, you know, just remember they stole the plans from
that's
the Batman.
That's so cool. I'm about to watch
Batman
it.
Computer. So, you know, so it would be interesting to have somebody that can control minds in this movie, mm-hmm. to see how she reacts. You know, maybe they'll put something to that effect into it.
Yeah. But I'll send you a picture of Cheetah Girl. She looks... sick. She looks pretty good.
Okay,
I think she got bigger. I think she's like I think she's bigger than Wonder Woman, but we haven't really seen her side by side for too long. Why are you looking at that? So there's two new games that came out. Did you hear about the first one? Not the Suicide Squad one. There's another one. It's called Gotham Knights.
I heard about it. I haven't seen the previews on it, but I did hear about it.
Have you played or watched the gameplay of the old ones, the Batman ones?
I play Arkham Knight halfway and didn't finish it, but it was a great game. I mean,
can I spoil it for you? Because it's kind of like it's in the same world.
You're gonna spoil it for a lot of listeners. So,
spoiler for the Gotham Arkham whole series. So, basically, Batman dies in the latest one. He dies in an explosion. I forgot how it's been a while in the mansion.
Oh, okay.
And then he has a video, because of course he does. And he sends it to the family: Robin, Batgirl, Nightwing, and Red Hood. He said, if you're watching this, I'm dead. And he's like basically saying how they have to take care of Gotham City, and they all work together to protect Gotham City. And I'm excited for the villains. The villain of the series is the Court of Owls. Do you know the Court of Owls?
Yes. I've seen them before.
Basically, for those who don't know, it's like an organization, underground organization that basically like controls Arkham, like low-key, like nobody really knows about it.
Are we going to be able to play different characters?
Yeah, so what they explained is, yeah, like you can switch to any character you want.
Depending on the story, maybe.
Yeah.
Up to a certain story, maybe we switch to another character.
I don't remember if it was for the Suicide Squad game or this game, but I think it was for both, that they didn't want you to be constricted to just one character. That you can pick any character you want.
Oh, it would be nice also if each character has his own story, you know, storyline. In other words, you can finish the game with Batgirl, and then you can finish the game with Robin, you know, and each one would be different, you know, different path.
Yeah, that'd be a crazy story.
That would be good too, because you can see it from the point of view of all of them. You know, but I have seen other games, and I have played other games that, you know, when you get to a certain point, you stop playing as a certain person and start playing as somebody else to follow the story. And then maybe later on you switch back to the, like the Lego games, at one point you switch to another, to one, then you switch to the other guy. So basically, but that would be interesting.
Yeah.
It sounds fun though. It sounds, you know, like a new concept.
Oh, and what they were explaining is like, obviously, like they're gonna be like fighting. Like, what way should they do certain things? Like, cause you know, like Red Hood, he believes in just like killing him, just straight up like killing the bad guy.
He's, you know, he doesn't want to follow the rules.
Robin is more like
more like Batman.
Yeah, and then Nightwing wants to be nothing like Batman, Batgirl is like the nerd of the bunch.
Except in that movie that we saw.
No. He's talking about The Killing Joke, but no.
The Killing Joke is a good movie. Watch it.
No. Skip half of it. But, I really want to watch. I really want to get it. I'm getting a PS5. That's it.
Yeah, me too. I might get both. I'll get the PS5. later maybe I'll get the Xbox, the new
You're
one.
You're crazy, man.
I don't even know the name of the new one, Xbox One.
Xbox...
X.
Series X.
Series X, I see, yeah. Like, they really didn't think much about the name.
No. But yeah, it's going to be called Gotham Knights, the new game, and also coming out 2021.
Okay, cool.
The second game is Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League.
I saw the video on that, the trailer. That was awesome. I actually thought it would be, I would have loved it to be an animated movie.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been so good. When I saw it, I was like, oh, this is an animated movie. And then, wait a minute, this seems to be a game. You know, and then you told me that it was a game, and I got disappointed, but but it looks really good, though. I mean,
yeah,
the characters are good.
The lineup that they have, Deadshot, Harley Quinn, King Shark, and Boomerang. Right.
It's been so long Captain Boomerang. I haven't seen King Shark in
King
anything.
Shark. He was in The Flash TV show.
Seriously? I didn't really.
Yeah, I think he was there for a couple seconds though. I think.
Just the way it is, like that.
Yeah, like huge, but he was huge. He was like three times the size of a human.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, but The trailer was so awesome, and they're explaining how you can pick which character to play. They have different powers, obviously.
Yeah.
And
Queen.
Yeah, so they're gonna have to find a way to kill the Justice League, and it's gonna be crazy. Like, I can't wait to get it.
If they knock out Superman, then the rest should be a little bit easier. Not a lot, but just a little bit easier.
Do you think they're going to start with Superman?
I think Batman would be the last one. Because he's a genius.
Yeah.
I think that he would be the last.
But do you think like the Justice League are maybe being mind-controlled? Maybe?
It has to be, because Superman is not evil. Cannot be evil.
I thought he killed a robot. Was it a robot?
No, it was a person.
Mm.
You know, and his red eyes like that, glowing and everything.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like his skin.
Yeah.
But it could be an alternate universe. Or it could be mind controlled. Like you said. I mean, there could be a lot of different things. Maybe they do not, in the end, maybe they don't kill them. Maybe once they get defeated, whatever is controlling them leaves. Mm-hmm. You know, and they, you know, it's like they have to be put in a pod or something, you know, to save them.
And I was gonna say something like that, but their chemistry is like crazy. Mm. Like the jokes with Harley Quinn and all of them, like they all got jokes.
Job.
Yeah. It was just right in the tip of my tongue. Oh, so this video game is in the same universe as the Gotham series, the Arkham series.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. And actually, it's going to take place, the video game is going to take place in Metropolis.
Yeah, that's what I saw on the trailer.
Yeah.
Actually, the huge word, Metropolis.
Yeah.
But wait a minute, who's the guy, the monster or whatever is right behind that huge thing? That's the Brain or something like that, or Brainiac? Is that the Brainiac?
Oh.
Because Brainiac controls minds.
Yeah, maybe it's him then.
And that's a huge monster right behind them, like right on top of buildings, you know. So most likely he's controlling them. He's controlling the Justice League. You know, anything that's good most likely turns evil. And since the Suicide Squad is evil,
you're right.
They're not affected by it. No,
yeah.
I'm just throwing some.
No, it was Brainiac.
Brainiac, right?
So maybe you're right. Maybe he is like manipulating the Justice League somehow.
Because in DC Universe, you know, the role-playing game, there are some missions that you have to do where Brainiac actually brainwashed heroes. And you have to defeat them. Once you defeat them, they get released from Brainiac's mind control.
That's so cool.
So maybe, you know, they're taking a little bit out of that, too. I'm surprised you never played DC Universe.
DC Universe.
You can play it on PC. You can play it on any system for free.
When did it come out?
About 20 years ago? Maybe not. Just kidding. Maybe like quite a bit ago. More like 10 years, maybe.
You said it's on Xbox? Updated.
Xbox, PlayStation, PC.
For free?
It's free. It's a free game.
You only pay
for a few extra things. And it's a fun game. I mean, you see every character in the book. You know, you get to fight villains. You can, you know, you can actually be either good or bad.
That's cool.
You know, so it's pretty good.
Oh, and you get to pick your own, like, character, right? Create it.
You create your own character, but you get you have to choose a mentor. Like, it could be Superman, could be Batman, or it could be Wonder Woman. And then if you're evil, you know, you choose villains, you know, as your mentor. So it's pretty cool. Yeah. And, you know, I liked it. I liked it, the whole concept of it. Yeah. You try it one day. You might actually like it, but it takes a lot of time out of you. It's fun, and it's one of those MMORPGs that takes time.
Man. But there was a Black Adam panel.
Mm-hmm.
And
The Rock.
For those of you who don't know, The Rock is going to play Black Adam.
He's worst. Perfect for that.
Yeah, he is. That's the only thing I like him. Like, anything. He's perfect in that role.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want him to. I hate him as an actor. In my opinion, I hate him. Because he plays the same person.
Exactly.
He plays The Rock.
I told you about that.
But Black Adam is. That's perfect for his role. His face, everything.
And he's a hero. And he plays a hero in everything.
Yeah.
No, actually, no. Black Adam is it a...
He's a villain. So it's a villain, yeah. It's good we see a twist, finally.
Yeah, it's be a twist, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Have we... Scorpion King, was that a villain, right?
Yeah, but in Scorpion King, it was, you know, he was actually good. You know. Only in the movie The Mummy, when he was... But it was only CGI, and they only used his face. You know, and it was a really distorted face, so that does not count. I mean, you have to just completely remove that from.
I haven't seen any Dwayne Johnson movies except Game Plan.
I think I saw all of them.
I think that's it.
You saw Jumanji?
Nope.
You haven't seen
just because The Rock is in it, but I heard it's good, but.
Good. He did a great job, because he does well as a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when there's other actors supporting him too, you know, like working together, he does a great job. You should see it.
I was actually just about to watch Central Intelligence, but the have you seen it? Central Intelligence.
Oh, the little girl that wants to be a hitman or something. Or a spy?
No, it's with Kevin Hart.
Kevin, oh no, I haven't seen that one, no.
But you saw the commercials, right?
Yeah, I seen the commercials.
Where he's like fat.
Exactly.
That's when I turned it off.
Yeah, but then later he loses the weight.
Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't like I don't like Kevin Hart either, so that's why I was like, not for me.
Because they made it seem like he was fat as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, but later on when he became, you know,
he got buff.
Forever, he's like... Like super buff.
Oh, I remember the other movie, Get Smart.
Get Smart.
He was the villain, actually. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. But still, even when he plays a villain, he's not really fully a villain.
Yeah.
You know, there's always some good out of the villain that he plays, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's not really...
Actually, like, yeah, like, he was good, and then, like, look at me, I'm not no more.
For real, that's what I'm saying, that because he cannot ruin the image of good that he has. And I'm 100% sure that in Black Adam, there is going to be a turn.
Yeah, for somewhere. Sure. No, like, you're going to see, like, his good side, like, oh, he's good after all, but he's just misunderstood or something.
Exactly. You know, like an anti-hero type of thing or something like that.
But I definitely want to see this Black Adam versus Superman. Yo, be crazy.
Who's going to be the one against Black Adam in this movie? Who's going to be the hero against...
The Justice Society of America.
Not the Justice League.
No. Because this is gonna take place like back in time. I don't really know how many years, but it's the Justice Society of America. You heard
Black
of them,
Adam,
right?
Is really strong.
Yeah, but it's a roster. It's a whole roster.
Because I checked the Black Adam's abilities. You know, online
he's
and
OP.
Everything. He's OP.
Yeah.
So they better have somebody OP also to be able to deal with him.
Yeah, for sure. But you've heard of Justice Society of America, right?
I heard about it, but I'm not too familiar with it.
It's just like the Justice League, but like a less strong version.
Okay. And who's in it?
So we got Hawkman, which I'm really excited to see.
Oh, Hawkman. I heard about that. He was going to be in the movie. Hawkman.
Dr. Fate,
yes.
There was Cyclone.
Cyclone.
And Atom Smasher.
Okay.
The Daredevil turns huge.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, he's like the... Yeah, he's good. I like the...
Do you know the origins of Dr. Fate?
No.
Basically, the helmet is like has a mind of its own. So, and you can't take it off. You can only take it off when you die, basically. And so once you put it on, you can't take it off. And the helmet controls your body, basically.
Yeah, I got
you. He becomes like just that person, Dr. Fate. And you can't ever take it off unless, like, you die. So...
What are his powers, though?
He's like Doctor Strange, basically. He has magic powers.
Oh, magic. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But he's really OP. He's OP, too. But...
And the guy that grows large?
Atom Smasher.
Atom Smasher.
I forgot
like
his...
He would be like the Ant-Man, right?
Yeah.
Will be like the Ant-Man of of DC.
Yeah.
You know.
Can he turn small? I don't think he can, though. I don't think
he
can.
Because I remember the Atom, you know, could do that.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think because I saw a lot of DC comics when I was a little kid. And there was one named the Atom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the Atom Smasher. I think it's the same thing.
Because there's also the Atom, like just Atom, I think. Atom.
Okay, I know that Atom, the Atom, can go into the atomic,
yeah,
you know,
the
all the way to the,
dude,
you know, to the protons and neutrons, you know, that small, and it can grow like super large too.
Yeah.
You know, depending on the situation, you know. It's like Ant-Man.
Yeah.
You know? He can go into like the sub-universe, you know, and go into... Same thing, but just different names.
Yeah.
You know.
But
maybe he could do the same.
Which one are you more excited for? Which character?
Hawkman. I mean, I'm just saying, okay.
Yeah, he looks pretty. No, like, just the way he looks is awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He might not be, like, so cool like the other ones and everything, but the way he looks and the... And he has a hawk, right? That follows him.
Does he? No, I don't know. It depends.
I think it does.
Because there's actually, like, I think two versions of Hawkman.
Yeah.
One is, like, became, like, a stalker of Hawkgirl. And
okay.
He's, like, then he started to, like, wear the getup and stuff. And have his own weapons like her and stuff. The other one is straight up from, I think it's a planet, right?
Mm.
I don't remember.
Yeah, from a planet. That's the whole planet is of them.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's from that. Let me see.
Yeah, he just looks like so majestic.
I'm trying to see.
But I don't know who Cyclone is. I never heard of. I think it's a girl. Let me see. Cyclone.
I'm not too familiar with Cyclone, though.
Let me see. Comics.
There are a lot of obscure.
She's the granddaughter of Red Tornado. Yeah, yeah, Red Tornado.
Doesn't say too much.
Not really.
Give us more information.
A lot of Flight. Flight, wind manipulation, sound wave control.
Yeah, that
so basically, the granddaughter of Red Tornado. Mm. You know who Red Tornado is, right?
Yes, I heard about her.
Yeah. All right.
No, this Hawkman doesn't have the Hawk following.
Mm.
Oh no! I think the Falcon was the one that has a.
Yeah, you're right.
Has the
yeah,
bird.
It is the Falcon.
Falcon. He has the bird that follows him. You know.
Man, I wish it was the actual Falcon from the movies.
Yeah.
It was a drone. I hate that.
True. That's true.
I was like, of course it's a drone. Jeez.
Because it was good. I liked the Falcon.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Man, but I can't wait to see Black Adam.
Yeah, me too. I would pay for that. I would actually. Hopefully, by that time, we'll be able to go to movie theaters and see it on the big screen. But let's say by chance, if it's not, I'm willing to buy the movie at home.
Yeah, for sure.
And watch it, you know, because that movie would be worth it.
Yeah.
And the other ones too. I mean, Wonder Woman, I would purchase that.
Shazam.
Aquaman, Shazam, I would purchase those.
Yeah.
Because they would be worth it.
Yeah, for sure. But on to our last topic, the Batman. Oof.
Ooh, cool.
That was a huge. Oh, wait. It's not our last one. Let's skip to Suicide Squad. Because the Batman one is more exciting. So we'll leave it for last.
Mm-hmm.
But the Suicide Squad. Actually, okay, so what are your thoughts on the first one?
On the Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
It was okay. I'm not gonna say it was bad. But it was an okay movie. I thought some of the characters could have been better. Mm-hmm. The writing could have been a little better. You know, even the enemy itself could have been way better. So it wasn't okay. It was a good try. So it was a good concept, but it needed something more. It's not a movie that I would watch over and over again. It's a movie that I will watch and be like, okay, and just keep on going.
And your thoughts on the Joker?
Joker was okay, but he was okay. You know, some people say that he was great. It was like one of the best or something. But I don't think so. He didn't really feel like the Joker. It's mm-hmm. like a completely different feel of it. You know,
yeah.
So that's why, you know, it's not, you know, I didn't really enjoy the movie that much. Harley Quinn, yeah, she was great.
I just can't believe, like, he actually, what is it called? I'm losing my words. What's that thing called when you're committed to playing that role? Method acting. he actually like method acted like that, and he used to, by the stories, they said that he used to mail stuff to the cast, like dead rats, used condoms. Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, and they said that they had to take a therapy on the in the production. Wow, I guess because of the Joker stuff. Yeah.
I got you.
But this is something new that I actually didn't find out. Actually, before that, what are your thoughts of James Gunn directing this new one?
Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Hopefully he can do a better job. You know, hopefully, you know, that's the thing. I mean, the characters, you know, it didn't really, it wasn't a movie that, like, you can get, like, Wonder Woman. Let me give you an example. You can watch it over and over again, and you still feel the excitement, everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
Aquaman, the last one, was really good. And all, you know, but when you get to Suicide Squad, it's like, okay, it was watchable, I mean, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but hopefully he can turn it around and maybe recast a few of them, of the, you know, of the characters, you know.
They,
I think Deadshot is one of them.
No, yeah, so this is what happened. Basically, they didn't recast him. They actually put him into, they put him a different character, actually.
Okay.
So now it's Bloodsport.
So it's not gonna be Deadshot.
No. It's still a character from DC who's also a marksman. Yeah. That's what I was looking for.
Marksman. Okay, because that's, you know, Will Smith is good. He's a great actor. Mm-hmm. I like his movies and stuff. But I didn't see him neither as a villain nor a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
He needed to have more equipment. You saw the trailer for the game, right?
Yeah.
You know, the one that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
You see that shot, you know, all the equipment that he has, all the technology that he has and everything. Something like that would have improved his character.
They couldn't do that because they had to show his, oh, look, it's the star, Will Smith.
No, but that's the thing, I mean.
That's why he barely had that mask on.
Yeah, but that's not Deadshot. Deadshot has to have the mask.
Yeah.
Has to have all that equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it cannot just be just like a regular citizen with that knows how to shoot, you know.
Yeah.
It has to be somebody like evil, you know, like a little evil, and some you know, with tools and with technology, with, you know, with like a superpower, you could say, you know.
Yeah.
Through technology, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that would have made that character a little better.
Yeah.
The only one that I saw that remained good throughout was Harley Quinn. You know, like, she stole the show. I mean, she was, you know,
yeah,
she was good because she was crazy, insane, and mm-hmm. funny at the same time. But the other ones, they could have done a little better.
Yeah. They actually only kept Harley Quinn and Captain Boomerang out of that whole roster.
The two that were actually good.
Yeah.
Most likely they took a poll and they were like, who should we keep? And everybody voted like, okay, those two.
Yeah, but I just feel bad for the... Oh, and the soldier, the colonel.
He's going to be in it too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about the lady, the captain?
Amanda Waller?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she's going to be in it. She's a good actor.
Oh, no, exactly. She was so good that I wanted to kill her in the,
oh,
in,
yeah,
in the movie.
Yeah, she was awesome. She was great.
Hate her.
Yeah, she was great.
That's how good she is.
She was perfect.
Know, that you actually wanted to throw her out of a window or something.
Yeah.
I got mad when I found out she was still alive. You know, that's how, you know, good of an actress she is.
She's
great.
She's awesome.
I mean,
yeah.
Exactly, you know. She can play evil.
Viola
Very
Davis.
Good.
Yeah. See, I know everybody's name.
That's good.
James Gunn hired his brother to be the Weasel, which is just a mutated weasel. It's a weasel, but very big. Mm-hmm. And John Cena's in it as the Peacemaker.
Okay.
Do you know the origins of the character?
No, or, not really.
But basically,
those are the lower fame.
So basically, the Peacemaker, how John Cena explains it is, it's basically like Captain America, but like he doesn't mind the killing. Like he's really like he wants peace, but he'll
do whatever it takes.
Yeah, for peace, kill for peace, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's it makes sense sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it does make sense.
Yeah, and you should see his costume. It's silly. It's a really silly costume.
So he's like an anti-hero.
Yeah. And who else? We got. You have you seen Ant-Man?
Ant-Man, yeah.
Do you know the Russian dude?
No, I'm not too familiar.
From the heist, the criminal.
Yeah, I think I remember him. Yeah. He's gonna be in the movie.
Yeah, he's gonna be a Polka Dot Man.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You see, these are obscured villains and.
Yeah, but it's cool. It sounds cool.
It's like your favorite one is Condiment Man. I mean, eventually it'd be so silly
if it's there.
For real, that's what I'm saying. These are obscured, villains.
Yeah, but the whole roster is cleaned up.
That's good.
It's a brand new roster.
It's good to bring new stuff.
And he said it's still gonna be in the same universe as the original Suicide Squad. But I think basically what they're doing is a change of the roster, basically, is what they can say, like, for why, like, there's a new roster. They changed the roster.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That's why, like, they put Idris Elba as Bloodshot instead of Deadshot.
Gotcha.
Bloodsport.
But they should have kept also the fire guy. But he died on the movie, so.
Oh, yeah, he did, right?
Yeah, he did. He was killed by the other god. Because basically, the fire guy was an actual god.
Yeah.
You know, was an actual, you know, incarnation of a god.
I don't know. I didn't like him.
Because the guy told him, you know, you should be with us. You know, you are one of us.
Yeah.
You know, why are you doing this? You know, helping them, basically. Why are you helping them? You're one of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, he was a fire god, you know?
I don't know. I didn't like him.
They didn't give him a good
script.
The script, exactly. Yeah. And that's what I can, you know, I told you from the beginning it could have been better.
Yeah, the script was all around bad.
Yeah, they tried to consolidate too much into a little.
Mm-hmm.
And so a little amount of time consolidate too many stories. So yeah. He didn't really get too much of
like the cosmetic of it.
Yeah.
The flow of it was just wrong.
Mm-hmm. It's like they're rushing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe to make money or something. I mean, that's Hollywood, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, they should have waited.
You know, I just found out for Ghostbusters, they didn't have a year. I think they had less. I think they had like 7 months to finish the whole movie.
Which one, the new Ghostbusters or the female one?
The original Ghostbusters.
Yeah, but in those days it was different.
That's crazy though. That's so crazy.
In those days there was no CGI. There was no some CGI, but very, you know.
No, but like they had that time frame, like you only got this much. That's crazy.
And they did a great, great movie.
Yeah.
They have great actors, they had great everything. The story itself, it was well written. Mm-hmm. So I think that made it easier to do the movie because the writer did a good job.
Yeah.
So it was easy to follow, so it was pretty good.
And for the last panel, Batman, so awesome. Before we started that panel, what's your thoughts on Matt Reeves, the directing?
He's good. You know, I saw the panel, I saw him talking about, you know, the Batman.
He sounds like he loves it.
Exactly. That's the people you need to make movies. People who love the work itself, the actual, you know, he loves Batman. He grew up with Batman. You know, where he was talking about that when he was a little kid, he used to watch Adam West as Batman. And I grew up with that too. You know, for us, that was like the thing. You know, and we grew up with Batman. And he's saying that he grew up with that too. So, one second. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's perfect for that. You know?
Yeah, it sounds like he really, like, enjoys it. He loves it. And, like, every question, like, he had an answer to it, like, very long, deep, like, answer to it. And I was, like, getting chills just, like, listening to him.
Yeah, he was so excited, passionate about it. You know, every answer he was giving, he already, like, you know, like, it came out of the heart.
He had, like, a whole essay, like, and he felt it, yeah.
Yeah, it came out of the heart, like, you know, I want to do this, this is what I, you know, it's like, he's respecting everybody else's work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't want to change anything. He just want to give it
wants his version
timing of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the timing, as he was saying, that is like 1 or 2 years as Batman is already in.
2 years,
Like 2 years. Mm-hmm. That, he, you know, where basically he just got into the role of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying that, you know, in the beginning you make mistakes. You don't, you know,
he's not like the best right now. Because he's just starting.
Because all the Batmans that we have seen are already like super geniuses. That are, you know, mysterious. They don't even get hit once.
Yeah.
You know, like in the cartoons. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like, they're perfect, basically. So, you know, I kind of like this. I kind of like the way he's taking it. He's taking it to a different time.
Yeah. You know, sounds really good.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. And the passion that he has, just by hearing him, it makes you want to be, you know, I want to go see the movie.
Yeah, because for sure.
When somebody who loves what they're doing, you know, and respect what the work that came before it, I know for sure they can do a great job.
So, in the trailer, like, that they showed, I just sent you a picture. Guess who that is?
I see the picture. Is he the Penguin?
Yeah. That's Colin Farrell.
Oh, for real? That's
him? Yeah, yep.
Oh, that's cool.
He looks totally, like, you can't even notice him. You don't even notice it's him. It's crazy.
That's interesting that he might be good.
So, he says that the villains basically are not, like, he says in the movie, he doesn't like to be called Penguin. Like, he's just starting to become Penguin. You see him forming into Penguin. And, yeah, like we said, it's going to be taking place basically 2 years. As, like, he's Batman for 2 years. And that's why we see, like, the costume is more, like, slim. A little more, like, he made it.
Yeah.
The Batmobile also, like, he made it.
Oh,
like, more practical.
I saw because they took from the old series.
Mm-hmm.
The Batmobile, the fire coming out from the back. That's the first thing I noticed. And that's such an iconic thing. Fire coming out from behind the, you know, like a turbo, you know, fire coming out. Like, that was awesome when I saw that, you know. You see, he's bringing a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
From all of them.
And this is being taken place in the olden times also. I don't remember what year, but it's not modern times. But actually, like, for those of you who don't know, Matt Reeves, he's the one that directed Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and War of the Planet of the Apes. Or, no, Rise. Was it Rise or Dawn? The second one.
You know those movies.
Think Dawn. You have to watch them.
I'm not into those movies.
If you, this director,
the creepy,
awesome. He did a great job, perfect job.
I know, but the thing is, when I was a little kid, I saw the old series of the Planet of the Apes, and I got scared. I got
a little
traumatized with them, you know, just because the mask, the way they move, and the, you know, like monkeys talking and everything, it like traumatized me. So now, the movie comes along, I'm like, I really don't want
to
watch this.
You have to watch it. But they look more like monkeys.
Well, basically, you guys saw the movies in my car going to PA the other
time. But we didn't see War of the Planet of the Apes.
That's true. You saw two of them.
That's the best one.
That's how long the traffic is in New York. You can actually watch two movies and still be two blocks.
two-hour movies.
Move two blocks.
Wow, that was crazy.
Yeah, 6 hours.
But
6 hours in traffic.
But did you hear him talk about the TV show that we were talking about on one of the podcasts? Please listen to our podcast. It was remember that we talked about Gotham City, basically. Yes. That's going to be the same universe as this Batman. But this TV show that he's planning on making, or at least like producing, this is taking place 1 year after the Batman, of him being the Batman.
Yeah.
And there's like dirty cops, and there's cops, it's about cops, and they're like trying to get used to Batman being there. And
exactly, because in Gotham he was a kid, right?
Yeah.
Batman was still, Bruce Wayne was a little kid still.
Yeah.
So now, the same universe, but going forward.
Yeah, and he's only been Batman for 1 year in this TV show.
Okay. That's cool. So in the movie, it's 2 years.
Yeah.
Basically. Well, mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's cool. Because I know about, you know, there's going to be a lot of corruption, a lot of, you know, in the police, there's going to be a lot of crime, and so I see that the Riddler is going to be there. Because you see the little hints, you know, the little notes that he leaves for Batman. That's his thing, you know. Oof. And I like it that they're not making them cartoony, the villains.
Yeah.
You know, it's like their beginnings, you know.
It's like Gotham, but it makes sense.
Yeah. Because Penguin really doesn't look like a penguin, you know. He just looks normal, you know. And I saw a little piece of the Riddler, you know, and he looks interesting, you know, like covered, you know, a little ninja type of thing, you know, like the head.
What do you think of Andy Serkis as the butler?
I don't know. We have to see. Until we see it, we don't know.
I feel like he's like more grizzled. I think that's like the vibe of what's his name again? I'm drawing a blank.
Of Batman, the Batman, the guy who's playing
the servant. I'm drawing a blank.
Alfred, yes.
But it's gonna be really. I can't wait to see Batman. Like the way he talks about it, he's a great director, and I hope like this brings me, because I haven't really seen. The only thing I've seen is The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen like the first one or because that one's the second one, right?
The Dark Knight, yeah, it's the Dark Knight's the one with you mean the one
Joker.
With the Joker? Yeah, that's the second one. Third one is with Bane.
Yeah.
Which is The Dark Knight Rises, which is the last one from the series.
Yeah, I'm excited to see, like, his version, Matt Reeves' version of the Batman, for sure.
You gotta see those movies.
Yeah, I gotta see those, yeah. Making my list. I gotta make my list.
Yeah, keeps growing. Spend some time on this, you know. Because any movie that comes out, I watch it. Even all if right. They're not good.
Oh, but we still have to review Project Power.
Project Power. It didn't come out yet, right?
No. Yeah, it did actually come out.
It did?
Yeah.
Okay.
2 weeks ago, I think.
In which platform?
Netflix.
Netflix, okay. Yeah. I haven't seen it. That's the one that they take from the mutant, right?
Yeah.
They take the...
From the girl. Okay.
From the girl.
So... I think next week for sure we'll be talking about that.
When is Tenet gonna come out?
Tenet?
I know that they put a lot of movies on hold now.
Yeah.
A lot of them. They actually made a statement that because of the pandemic that they're gonna put a lot of stuff on hold.
I forgot. Let me see. Yeah, I think they put it. They tracked it back even more.
Yeah, because these are good movies that could make a lot of money, you know. Because you heard what happened with Mulan, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That the theaters are going against Hollywood, against Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're saying, like, come on, I mean, we could view the movies in limited, you know. Because there's a lot of other countries
that
the theaters are open, but with limited entrance. And they were saying, like, how, you know, you're taking our food from our mouth. You know, You're not giving us anything to show.
That's actually what happened to Trolls World Tour. Basically, it did great, the movie. It made a lot of money, and it was only on digital platforms. And so... Universal, which owns that movie, they were saying how they're gonna think about doing it more often, and so the theaters were upset, and they're like, no, we're not allowing no Universal movies at all. Like, they were so mad, they're like, nope, we're gonna ban you guys.
Yeah, because I don't think it's fair though, because some movies you wanna see in a big screen.
Yeah,
like right now, Aquaman and all those movies, you know, like from DC now that are coming that we just mentioned right now.
Yeah.
Those are better on a big screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even on like IMAX or, you know, even on 3D. I'm not too fond of it, but, you know, those big screen with the surround sound system, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's better.
Yeah.
So.
But the Tenet is coming out September 3rd. So.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if it's worth. Yeah, they probably will. I don't know if it's worth going to the theater yet. But no, for Tenet, maybe. For Tenet, maybe.
I think, you know, we can expect theaters and everything maybe for next year. You know, to start doing some business.
Yeah.
You know, I think this year is all gone already.
Yeah.
It's already going to be September in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So... 4 more months and that's it, we're done for the year.
Yeah, for sure. Alright, well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you guys follow us on our social media. It's the Kingpin of PC, no space, on Instagram and Twitter. I don't believe in Facebook because Facebook is out to get you. So that's why we don't have Facebook. And yeah, that's it. Talk to you guys next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, guys. Take care. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. Bye, buddy.